we go back and look in the New Testament, and this fear, how God put this fear in the church, was over money. You know, I think about Ananias and Sapphira. You know, the church was selling their items and giving to those in need. Now, it was a voluntary deal. They didn't have to. But Ananias and Sapphira, they sold what they had and then brought the money to the church and to give it to Peter, and they lied. You know, they made up as a couple, just like you two are sitting there, Patty. You say, okay, we're going to sell this piece of land, and we're going to sell it for $500, but we're going to tell Peter that we got $300 for it, and we're going to give it all to the church. And that'll make us really look good. And when he come in and says, you know, we sold this land for this much, we want to give it all, Peter said, Ananias, how could you have lied to the Holy Spirit? Don't you know that you can't do anything but what he knows, the truth? I mean, wasn't the land yours? You could have done what you wanted to with it. You didn't even have to sell it. But if you sold it, you want to give God half of it, then tell him the truth. But don't lie to him. He said, because you've lied, you're going to die. And bam. I mean, he committed to sin unto death, and he was dead instantly right there in front of the platform. Boy. So they picked him up and took him out and buried him. And 3 hours later, when the men came back, his wife come in. And Peter said, Sapphira, did you and Ananias really sell that land for $300 and give it all to the church? Yes, she said, that's the price. He said, why have you lied? Said, the same men that just walked back in the door back there, they just went out and buried your husband, they're going to bury you. And she dropped dead. It says, and great fear fell upon the church. Well, that would be a good time for fear to fall upon us, wouldn't it? If everybody, don't go out to the Living Savior Church out there. The last three that went out there died in front of the pulpit. Hey, nobody coming out here to get healed, are they? I say, repent of your sins. I repented. I've got every sin taken care of. Now then pray for me that I'll get healed. And I touch you and you drop dead. Ooh. Obviously, you lied, huh? Because who is the healer? God is. Who is the one that sets us free? God. Who is the one that heals us? God. Who is the one that can kill us? God. So, whenever Ananias and Sapphira fell dead, that great fear, those who follow the righteous, those who follow the right path, fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise Him. There are several people that you will know just right off that you want to talk to them about Jesus. They don't want to hear about it. And some of them even go to church every Sunday. Come and say, how many of you know somebody that goes to church once in a while, and you come in and sit down and say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. They don't want to hear it. Do you know people like that? I do. I know people that don't want to talk about Jesus. They don't want to hear it. Wow. And they'll tell you. And of course, when you start getting over to some people and say, well, you know, start talking about instruments in the church, or you start talking about healing in the church, in a Baptist church, you start talking about healing, man, most of them just turn you off like turning a radio off. Click. I don't want to hear that. Wow. And then when you start trying to tell them, well, you're sick because of sin, almost the entire church wants to turn you off. They don't want to hear that. I mean, that little Baptist preacher the other day that I rode down to on the East Coast, flying along there, and I by myself, and he's sitting there, 27, 28, 29, 30-year-old young man. He says, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a preacher. Oh, he said, you're a preacher? He said, good. He said, I'm a Southern Baptist preacher myself. I said, well, great. I said, where do you preach? He said, in fact, I just got out of seminary, and I'm going, so where he told me, I forget where, to take my first church. I said, great. And I talked to him a little while. I said, that's wonderful. He said, what kind of a preacher are you? I said, I have a healing ministry. He said, a healing ministry? I said, yeah. I said, I was a Southern Baptist too. He said, Southern Baptists don't have healing ministries. I said, but God has healing ministries, and I work for Him. And so we talked a little while, and he said, well, what do you do to get people healed? I said, I use God's Word. I show them what makes them sick. And I said, in every case, it's sin. He said, now wait a minute, are you telling me that every time somebody is sick, they got sin in their life? I said, yes. He said, well, I've kind of got a runny nose and a stopped up head right now. You tell me I got sin in my life? I said, guarantee you have. Guarantee you have. I said, I don't even have to think about it. I guarantee you have. I said, your unbelief toward these promises in God's Word is enough to make anybody sick. You know, but most people don't even see that. You know, in fact, the reason I know that is I asked God myself 20-something years ago, I said, Lord, if this word sozo means what it says, and I was healed at the cross 2,000 years ago, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11 years old when I made you my Lord and my Savior? He said, he spoke to me audibly. He said, son, I am a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. And you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. And so that doubt or that unbelief had allowed me to be sick all those times from 11 to 45. And who knows how many times, but I can assure you I had the flu or a cold or something at least once every year. I mean, it was just a way of life. I mean, I didn't know what it was like to go through a year without the flu or a cold at least one time during the course of the year. I thought everybody had to have it. But now I realize you don't have to have. But was I living in sin? Yes. And I said, you know, it's a wonderful how that if you just repent from that sin, God promises to heal you every time. He said, you know, no, God don't heal every time. I said, he promises. And he said, he does not. I said, I'm just going to rest my case. I said, you got a Bible with you? He said, yes. I said, open it to Psalm 103 and read the first four verses and just start down through there. And when he opened that up and he said, and God who forgives all of our iniquities. I said, stop right there. Do you believe that statement? Do you believe every time you come to the Lord and ask him to forgive you of your sin, he'll forgive you? He said, well, of course. I said, okay, now read the next line. He said, and who heals all of my diseases. I said, okay. He said, but that's not exactly what that means. I said, if that's not what that means, then why did he write it in the book? I said, the reason you don't get healed is because you don't believe. You got to believe. And he said, well, I know lots of people that have not gotten healed. I said, oh, I know lots of people hadn't got healed too. But I said, it's usually some kind of sin or unbelief, and they start, whenever they start trying to stand on the Word, I said, they don't trust God. They share their problem with the doctor and not Jesus. And I said, in the Word, when they went to the doctor and didn't go to Jesus and didn't trust Jesus, I said, there are several examples in the Word of God where people died because they didn't trust Jesus. They went to a doctor. I said, now, I realize it takes great faith to live there. And I said, I've met very few people that have ever walked there. But to totally trust Jesus every day of your life and not need a doctor. I personally just won't go to a doctor. I will not go to a doctor. I'm not going to go to a doctor. Thank you, Jesus. You know, but that's where I am in my life. I totally trust Jesus. You know, but that's where I am. But I haven't been there forever. You know, I have not been there forever. You know, so it took a long time to get where I could totally trust God for my healing, for everything. But I have learned how to do that, and so I stand with Him alone. And one thing for sure, I've told everybody around me, I said, if something ever happens to me, don't you dare take me to a doctor. I said, if Jesus is not able to take care of me, then it's my time to come home. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now a little experience I had day before yesterday, Monday morning, just to give you an idea of how God can protect you. In other words, let me ask you a question. If you were a 65 or 70-year-old person, you're standing up in the back of a pickup, and you fell out of the back of the pickup on the concrete, flat on your back, what do you think it would do to the average person? Do you think you might break a rib? You think you might break some bones? You think you might have a few bruises? Well, let me tell you, Monday morning I went to Dallas to get three air conditioning units for this building. We set the two 5-ton units up in the front of my pickup, And then we started to set the 3-ton, which probably weighs 80, 90 pounds. We were going to set this unit in, down in the back, and I was a little close to the dock in my pickup. The dock's, you know, truck height. My little pickup's about this high. And so we leaned that unit over in there, and it kind of hung. And so it wouldn't go on down in there. So I told the young man, no problem. I stepped off into the back of my pickup, 1 foot on the tailgate and one into the back of the pickup. And I grabbed a hold of that strap that was on it, and I picked that unit up. And when I did, I got it up and had it cleared. But right here, the strap broke. Now, when the strap broke, I'm putting enough energy out in my legs and my arms to pick up 80 pounds, 80 or 90 pounds. When that strap broke, guess what I did? I went backwards. I opened my hands and cross-screamed Jesus. I threw this arm out and hit the dock. Threw this arm out and hit the side of the pickup, but I couldn't stop myself. I went right over the side of that pickup, right out on the ground, right flat on my back, just like that. Bam! My teeth rattled, I'm telling you. And I for a second, was in excruciating pain. And the devil's right there saying, what are you going to say about this? Because the guy on the dock said, are you okay? My body wants to scream, no, I'm hurting like crazy. Get down here and help me. But I said, no, I'm fine. No problem. There's no problem. And I opened my eyes and I could see. I turned over, got up, got back in the back of the pickup, reached up, grabbed it another place and set that thing down, set it down in there. And the guy said, sir, are you sure you're okay? I said, I'm perfect. I'm positive I'm okay. I strapped it in, drove home. I told Cheryl about it last night when I was getting ready to go to bed. And she's in there for a few minutes. And she said, honey, take your T-shirt off. I said, what for? She said, I want to see your back. I said, ain't nothing wrong with my back, guarantee. She said, but you fell on that concrete from the back of the pickup. I said, I know, but I don't even have a bruise. She said, I want to see your back. Okay, so I ripped my T-shirt off and I said, have a look. And she looked me over, she rubbed my back, she said, there's not even a mark on your body. There's not a bruise or nothing. What can you do when you learn to walk by faith? All things are possible for them that learn how to walk by faith. But we don't go by faith. Most of the time, we go by what we feel.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.